Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Now, this morning I was talking about events, talking about nature, but okay, I'm confessed. I do like talking about money.
Me too. Money, honey, is my favorite.
Stephanie Dotson is here. Her son is here, Garrett Dotson from Emerald Coast Coins. We got lots to talk about right now, so let's get started. So tell me everything that's happening.
Same story, different day. Work's been crazy.
I drive by there. Well, first of all, tell us about your company. We'll start there.
Emerald Coast Coins, we have been around 23 years. We're 24 years this year. So we're going on 24 years.
Wow.
And we finally have our own little brick and mortar shop right down the street at 1811 Creighton Road.
Every time I drive by there, their parking lot is full.
So full.
Really? I'm not kidding. I just think, what are these people buying? What are they doing?
They're buying and selling everything. Like, I have customers that will come in every, you know, week that still are like penny hunting, like we've talked about our penny collections and stuff like that, to the gold and silver that we sell every day, or buy every day.
Right. So do you have the current prices and stuff now? We've got a lot going on in the world.
So, yes, we do.
And we avoid those topics here.
We totally do.
We leave that up to Andrew and the guys in the afternoon.
That's their job. Yes. So, yes, this morning gold is at $4,761.90. Wow. So it came up a little bit from the last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And then silver is right around just under $75 at $74.80.
It's still high.
It's still very high.
Very high.
Like, some people will come in and they'll want to sell stuff and they're like, well, I don't know, it's come down from where it was a few weeks ago. I'm like, yes, but let's look intrinsically of what you paid for your stuff. Like, if you bought this stuff when silver was $7 an ounce, you're definitely not losing money.
Right.
You're like,
I wish.
That's a huge profit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no kidding. So you do the gold and silver, and obviously you have the different collections, but I was so impressed when I went into the showroom and saw all the variety of things that you do. Talk a little bit about that, because you're not a pawn shop, so you want to make that clear. But you can bring your jewelry in and coins in.
Correct. So, we are not a pawn shop. We are essentially a coin shop, a collectible shop for coins and currency. We do purchase the jewelry or the sterling silver at rates that reflect based off the prices of gold and silver for the day or when you come in. When we buy the gold jewelry or the silver jewelry, we do paperwork for the police department, and we have to sign that paperwork for 30 days. So when you come in, we have a cutoff time, and this is something that I wanted to talk about today. So we have a cutoff time. We don't take jewelry an hour prior to closing.
Mm-hmm.
Our hours are Monday through Friday. We're Monday and Friday 9 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday 9 to 4. So an hour prior, we stop taking jewelry. That's because we have to do that paperwork for the police department. And that we test the jewelry, we weigh the jewelry, we have to put in each piece individually. So I'm not going to stay there till 6 o'clock at night. Just, we had to implement rules, rules and regulations. So we've given that hour.
I gotcha. Okay. No, that makes perfect sense.
So it's not 4:03 and it's not like 3:03, it's 3 o'clock.
Okay. There you go. All right. Got that clear.
Yes. So we do that, but mostly we're a coin shop, a coin and bullion shop. And, when I first started this, which I started like in 2009, 2010 is when I started working for my dad, I didn't even realize the amount of people out there that were like numismatists, mm-hmm. coin collectors. And it's fun. It's so much fun. You meet so many different people.
Yeah.
And like now, like some of the people who have been coming in since they were kids that still come in today.
Isn't that neat?
It's so great.
Well, once you get started, it is addictive, I have to say.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
I've mentioned before that I was given, my father was a coin collector.
Yes.
So then one Christmas gave me the state quarters when those came out.
Yep.
It was decades ago now, but the state quarters. But I still kind of look at them and I'll see a quarter and go, ooh, I think that's Oregon. I'm not sure I have an Oregon. I didn't know all these years later.
I had a customer call me last week for some of the quarters that they're missing. And now I don't keep a lot of these in the store anymore because... Mm-hmm. I just don't have them anymore. But I was able to find the six he was looking for.
No kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Good for you. Then I need to go back through and look, see what I'm missing.
So difficult. But yes, totally, totally look what you need and just let me know. Like every once in a while, I'll get some in and they're, it's difficult now. Like I'm usually telling people, just look in your pocket change because mm-hmm. it'll show up there.
Right. Well, I'm excited because very rarely do I get a gift mm-hmm. when our guests come in. But this morning, Garrett gave me, I have never seen this before, and I think this is so cool. It's a gold-plated quarter.
It is.
So it's a quarter.
It is a quarter.
But explain, because it looks like a gold, it's a gold coin.
It looks gold. So if you saw that in your change, like if you got it somewhere else, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm like super rich. I got a gold quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So the aftermarket companies that you see like on the internet, and I don't know their names or who does it, but they will take anything, quarters, you know, half dollars, nickels, dimes, whatever, and they will not alter it, but they will do something to it and then try and sell it and then sell it for more money.
Right.
So they probably sold like that set of quarters for probably like 20 or 30 bucks.
Hmm.
Probably just, you know, I don't know, $5 worth of quarters.
Okay.
In a set. And they sell it for a lot of money, and that's how they, and then beautiful little presentation box. And then people are like, well, these are amazing, which is great. They are. They're beautiful.
Very cool. Yeah.
They're super beautiful. Overall, like I, you know, for me, they're just quarters. And Garrett, you
in
know,
your world.
In my world, they're just quarters.
In my little world of pennies, so I'm like, this is cool. Gold quarter.
Garrett loves them. And
yeah, they're
like,
neat.
You get those and you can get, like, they do painted ones. Like they'll paint them.
Really?
I've never seen
this before.
I love it.
A bag of those are still in my room somewhere.
Yeah, you probably still have some in your room.
Yeah, okay. So that's really neat. And, you know, you could probably do something like this for a gift.
Yes.
Because that'd be kind of cool, especially a graduation gift, because we've talked about the silver eagles.
Yeah, for sure. If you can find them. Now, that's not something I'll carry in the store. Typically.
Okay.
Like, it will go in if I don't purchase them myself and give them to Garrett, then they go, like, in our change drawer or whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then people like that, too, when I give them out in change.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We've got Stephanie and Garrett Dotson here. They are experts and owners of Emerald Coast Coins. So if you've got a question or comment, send it in at 850-437-1620. They have the answers, I'm sure. And if we don't have it, we have a great research department.
That's it. We do have a great research department. His name is Greg, and he's at the shop, and you can call him at 850-473-1515.
Okay. Well, Paul just sent in, Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping. He's one of our regular listeners. Paul sent in and said, I like the state $2 bills. And he says, I have a Florida bill with the Challenger on it.
That's cool. I have seen those too. Those are super cool. And as long as they're still in their nice, normal condition, I think my brother will typically buy those, you know, $2, 50 cents, $3, and mm-hmm. they sell them for like $4 or whatever.
Because
they're so pretty. The bills he's talking about, it's got like a whole picture on it.
Oh.
Like a whole painted picture on, like overlaid on top of the $2 bill. Super pretty.
I've never seen that. I have some. I told you I do collect $2
yes.
bills. I just think there's something funny about them. So I have in my wallet, I keep a couple of them. Yep.
So these ones will just come again in like a nice little presentation thing, and they'll just be pretty. Not necessarily for my store expensive or anything, but a nice little niche collection.
Right, of course. Okay. So what are the hot items now? We're into spring.
We are into spring. So honestly, lately, people have been coming in and working on their coin collections.
Okay.
These past, like, few weeks. Like, everybody's, like, stretching and waking up, and they're like, oh, it's time to just pull out my collection and start working on it. So I have people who have been looking for, you know, their penny collections, which we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a guy who comes in at least a couple times a week to look for his nickel collection.
Oh.
And there's all, like, silver and gold always. People are always buying silver and gold. And, excuse me. And, they're getting ready. We're getting ready for graduations now.
Right. So if you're getting the 2026 coin.
Yeah, 2026 silver eagles are still always a hot commodity.
Mm-hmm. So what if someone's coming up on a reunion? Because reunions are happening now. So you've got a 20-year, a 30-year, a 50-year. Like, do you have 1976 kind of stuff? Or 86, 90? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You could maybe bring something old?
I could probably find something like that.
Wouldn't
for
that be
somebody.
Cool?
Yes.
That'd be kind of fun.
It might be, yes. I know I could find silver eagles. Like, silver eagle started in 1986. So from 86 to current, we could find a silver eagle. The 70s, we're going to go back to, like, the Eisenhower dollars in the bicentennial.
Oh, that's right. The 17 is the bicentennial,
yeah,
so which now we're celebrating the 250th.
Which is a semi-sesquicentennial.
Are they going to do a special coin?
Yes, the quarters are different this year.
Mm-hmm.
They have the two dates on them, kind of like the bicentennial did.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're doing a new dime.
Oh, okay. Are those out now?
Supposedly, yes. Now,
okay.
I've only seen a couple of quarters that I snatched from my husband. So, like, you know, we talk about things that are collectible. Are these going to be collectible? Maybe. Probably not. Like, you know, the bicentennial quarters from 1976 are not collectible. However, the same nostalgia. You're like, oh my gosh, this is a cool coin, so I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah, right.
Because I did. I snatched them from my husband.
Well, we got a nice text that just came in. I don't have the name to go with this text, but it says, "Hi Stephanie, came in the other day to try y'all shop. I had mentioned stamps, which I know you don't do, but what great service."
Oh, thank you.
Very sweet.
Much.
Yeah. Very
nice. Oh, that's super sweet. I appreciate you so much. Yeah, and I wish there was somebody around town that did stamps. If anybody knows, you know, let me know, because I would love to send people to them.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do stamps. Mr. High Note used to do stamps years ago, because he was around for ever and ever and ever. And coins and stamps and collectibles. But he has gone, and he doesn't do those anymore. So I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe one of our listeners knows. So if you have a comment or a question about coins, 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
I'm kind of intrigued by this idea of getting some of the older coins for this anniversary.
That would be
this anniversary
fun.
Year.
Yeah. Like, they're going to have the sets that come out that have all the new coins, like the proof set and the mint set and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might get one of those, even though I don't usually collect those kind of sets, but just because it's a special 250th year, you know what I mean?
It doesn't come around again. We won't be here.
I know, right? Like, it's so crazy.
So.
But the 1976 stuff, like, I can find some of that stuff, and I can even find a little bit of it in silver. It's going to be 40% silver, which we've kind of talked about silver coins before.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all the way to there I can find coins.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So there's lots of creative ideas for gifts that you can do with coins. And then, of course, there's the collectibles. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So with gifts and stuff, you still have some of the, because I love the fact that you carry some of these unusual things. We've talked about this,
yes.
The Star Wars stuff. And because, you know, we're all a little quirky.
We are a little quirky. So right now, I don't know if I have any Star Wars, but I know I have like pirate coins. And not
I think those are neat too.
Not just like the pieces of eight pirate coins, but like a 2 ounce piece of silver that has like pirate ship on it.
Really?
Or like a mermaid on it. They're
so
cool.
Wow.
So those are in the store right now that are
super
cool.
That'd be a
neat
birthday gift.
Oh my gosh, they're so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the piece of eight would also be super cool.
Mm-hmm.
The old Spanish cop pirate money. And then I have the older stuff, the Athenian owl, which is like a 440 BC coin.
Wow. Every time you mention that coin, I just can't even get my mind around that it's still here.
It makes me so happy. That
Gosh.
Coin makes me so happy. Like, like 2,000 years old, and it's still on this planet.
It's just amazing. It really, really is. Have you heard of anything now that they've been digging up Palafox Street? Do you know if they've been finding any kind of coins or anything like that?
I haven't heard anything, but also, that's probably something they don't all think to do, or if they do, they keep it very hush-hush.
I'm pretty sure UWF has a team out there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
My understanding of their archaeology department, but I just was curious. It made me think of it. That'd be interesting since that was a main street near shops and things. There might be some coins hidden under there.
I would not be surprised if they find some cool stuff out there.
Yeah,
I would think so. It's an old area.
Yeah, no doubt about it. One of the things that you've mentioned before that I think is worth mentioning again is that I saw it and I thought of you the other night. I was watching late night TV, and on came the ad for the
goodness.
So I'm not even going to mention what the coin was.
Yeah.
But I started laughing because my friend Stephanie has said, don't do it.
Don't do it.
So explain that, what those things are.
Don't give in to those ads. So we could see like the little ads, like the shopping networks ads, or just where they come on and say, hey, call this number and buy into gold and silver for your IRAs or whatever. But what people don't realize is places like that will charge you a lot more than any place in town. Like, and I'm not saying, and I always say this, it's not just me. Like, check around. I'm not the only game in town, you know, but like, check locally. Don't just give all your information to people who are on the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just know that they were going to really make their money by overcharging.
They will. Do your research. I had a customer that came in who had bought into one of those. And even when the prices, when they came in, the prices were around $3,200 for the gold. And they were going to barely break even from when they bought years ago when gold was like half that price.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I feel like they go after certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, the older generation, and, you know, I try to tell people just research.
Right.
Don't ask questions. Don't get scammed. Don't be afraid to ask questions. We're here for information. We're here for education first.
Okay.
That's my job.
Bruce sent in a note to us because we were talking about who deals with stamps. So Bruce, I appreciate it. He's part of our research now. It's official, Bruce. You're part of the research department. He said he checked the Better Business Bureau website and they show that Antiquarian Traders in Gulf Breeze, which is right there on Live Oak Street, they are a stamp dealer.
I will ask Clayton about that because I know who he is.
Yeah, I've actually done some business there. So thanks, Bruce. Nice tip.
Yeah, I'll ask Clayton.
Okay.
We've known Clayton for years,
too. Well, I'm sure like any industry, we all know our competitors very well. So,
yes.
But they are also a very nice group, too.
Even
very
before
helpful.
He was a competitor, like him and Dad had known each other before Dad even started the business.
Right.
Forever ago.
Right. So right now, what's the most unusual thing that y'all have at the shop? Because every once in a while when I ask this question, it's something
that's
come
new
in.
That came
Your brother's
in.
Very much into the foreign currencies.
He is into the foreign. So I would say not necessarily unusual, but unique. We have, it's a $1 bill, and it's an old $1 bill. And I can't remember the date. It's a big one, but its serial number is 1.
What?
And it's very expensive.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Go back.
So
explain this.
So when we look at our dollar bills now, like we see our little regular dollar, $5, it says
aren't there
like
five or six numbers there?
Yes. It'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
right.
6, 7, 8, 9. This one is just number 1.
Is it real?
It's real.
And is it the first bill ever produced?
It's the first serial number for that bill.
Gosh, that's pretty unique.
And it is pretty neat, and it's fairly expensive.
I guess so. Do we know what year it is?
I cannot remember. I just know it's an old large bill.
Huh.
And if my brother's listening, maybe he'll text me and let me know.
Hint, hint.
if they're not busy.
Right, of course. That's interesting.
It is so interesting. So that would be the most unique thing we have in the store right now. And I'm not going to say the price over the air. You'd have to come in and talk to us and look at it in person.
Very sly.
But it's
very
expensive.
Good. So we're talking with my friend Stephanie, and her son is here, Garrett, from Emerald Coast Coins. Why don't you give that address again and the phone numbers in case somebody might want to stop by in their lunch break today.
So it is 1811 Creighton Road, right up the street from here. We're Monday through Friday. Mondays and Fridays, we close at 5. The middle of the week, we close at 4. We close for lunch every day now from 12:30 to 1.
So, oh, okay.
So we can have a break.
Come after lunch.
So, they can come. If they're lunch, what did you want to say something?
I just remembered something about the quarters.
What about the quarters?
I remember seeing an order form with the quarters I got. The price of $150 were paid for them all.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
okay. So this is why we come into the places like this because the person who bought those paid $150 for $25 worth of quarters.
Wow. Okay. So I'm cherishing mine.
Cherisher.
It's mine now. Can't have it.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you so much, Garrett,
Thanks.
For that information.
Okay. So we closed for lunch for 12:31, so you have to take your lunch break before that.
There you go. So tell me, we've got a few minutes left here, so tell me something that we haven't touched on today that you wanted to cover.
Let's see. What haven't we touched on? I can tell you that, let's see, I try to post on our Facebook page if we're going to close. I try. I can't always guarantee that. If we're going to close early, go to our Facebook page. I'll try and post it there.
And you've mentioned before that if you have something, a coin that you're wondering what the value is, they can take a picture of it.
Yes.
And then send it through the Facebook page.
They
is that
can
correct?
Send it to their Facebook page and then give me a call at 850-473-1515 and let me know. Because I don't always get like messages saying, hey, you got a message on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So call me and let me know. I also, we have a store cell phone. And one of these days I'll learn that phone number and I'll tell it on the air. But a store cell phone where you can text us pictures.
Perfect.
And but you can call the store and get that number and then text us pictures too, because sometimes I can respond to that faster than I can the Facebook messages. But because I don't want anybody to ever travel out of their way for something that I'm going to be like, oh, like it's, you know, I can't buy it, or it's just face value, or it's not worth the $30 worth of gas you need to get here.
Right, of course. I have somebody just sent, well, another listener just sent in a question. I have a box full of old coins. What's the best way to now preserve them? I guess they're wondering, should they take them out of the box? Are they good to be just rattling around in there? Or do they need to put them, display them? What's the best way to keep your coins, would you suggest?
I would suggest, like, if you have, like, a whole bunch of, like, coin tubes, maybe, just because keep them from rattling around so much, just a tube for the half dollars or the quarters or whatever it is. I also have a list that we give out in the store of key date coins to look for people.
Oh, okay.
So, I can email that to you if you call and give me your email address, or you can just come in and pick up a list.
Okay.
That's something we have that, like, hey, these are, like, the super niche coins that, like, you know, where a wheat penny might be just a couple of cents, this one wheat penny might be $50.
That's so cool. What are some of the other ones?
Better Day
Coins. I know the Double D. That was the one
yes,
my dad always...
Yes, the 55 Double Die for the penny, for
that's
that one.
That's the one my dad always looked for.
For the like the silver quarters in 1932, if it has a D mint mark or an S mint mark for San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're not going to see on there, you're not going to see Kennedy half dollars on that list. You're not going to see.
I have a lot of those.
Yep, you're not going to see Benjamin Franklin because he doesn't have, they don't have one that is easy. Like, you know, they might have needle in a haystack lines, but they're not going to have one that's like, hey, you're going to find this in your pocket change.
But the thing that I know is that if you go up in the attic and maybe you're cleaning out your parents or your grandparents' stuff and you see that box, don't just toss it.
No, don't just toss it.
Because you might think, these aren't worth, you never know.
Right. And so when you never know what you'll find. I will say that also, don't trust Google for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust the internet because it's going to take, especially with AI now, it's going to take what everybody searches for the most, and it's going to put that in the AI information, even if it's not correct.
Right. That's the thing with AI is we tend to think that's the truth, but it's not necessarily.
Even if it's not
it's
correct.
It's just on the internet.
Exactly.
So someone can post a lie and say, okay, this gold-plated quarter is worth $50,000.
Exactly.
But that's not the truth.
That's not the truth.
Well, right.
It's a good idea to just ignore the AI thing overall.
Yes, ignore the AI thing overall.
Good advice, Garrett.
So, like, you know, that I'm a firm believer in books and people who have been around to get the information you need. It's going to help you with your error coins, you know, because we don't look for the error coins. You can say, hey, I think this is that, and I'll confirm it or deny it. But, you know, for a lot of this stuff, books are still king. Like, books are still
the way to go. Do you recommend any particular ones?
Cherry Picker's Guide for Error Coins. There's another book called Strike It Rich with Pocket Change that I got off of Amazon. That one's a cool book. And a customer told me about that book. It's a super cool book. And then the Red Book is a book that comes out every year that will have all the American coins listed in there.
Really?
And that is great. Like,
where do you get that? Where do you get that?
So we'll have the Red Book sometime this month. We get a lot of those in.
Mm-hmm.
But you could probably find it at any local bookstore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that I have not heard of that one either. So
yes.
Okay.
That's a great, like, great book that has so much information.
And my favorite thing to tell everyone is, do not clean.
Don't clean your coins. I had a guy, he brought in a coin yesterday, and he was like, I started cleaning it because I was trying to see if this would come off. He's like, but then I stopped because what if it was worth something?
Yeah.
I said, great job. It was such a great job.
Don't clean it. Don't do it.
And he did good. And now it was just a cool quarter with a cool toning on it. I don't know what happened, but it was just a quarter. But still, he was smart and didn't clean it anymore until he verified that it was just a quarter.
Okay, this is a great question that somebody sent in, and it's kind of off the cuff, but do the pennies that were put on the railroad tracks have any value? So I know what they're talking about because
right.
There was a time when you would put coins on a railroad track or maybe a subway track, it didn't matter, but a train track.
And
it would smush it into a shape, and it would always look like a flattened pancake and make the coin wider and distorted. Is there any value to those? That's a great question.
That is a super great question. For me, I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure, so I would never say never. For a lot of these coins out here, there's a niche for everything.
Uh-huh.
Like the pressed pennies, you know, which kind of take over the train track pennies. There's a niche for all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't know without doing more research.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll have to put our research team on that next week.
Did you want to say something?
I know in the trading card, like a fandom thing, the manufacturing defects are quite sought after for collectors.
This is true. Yep, errors are sought after.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
That's so interesting.
Yes.
Well, there's just, I mean, this is, when you talk about coins, I mean, it's just a huge subject.
It is so much, and we
talk more about the coins because that's sort of that is your area of expertise.
Yeah.
And your brother, we've got to get him in here so he can talk about the currency.
We will get him
because
in here one of these days.
Because especially folks in this area, I know, I have a friend that does collect Confederate money.
Yeah.
And makes a, you know, has
we
a
have that
collection.
In the store too, yep.
So that's always, I think that's pretty interesting too.
I'll force him in one of these days.
Yeah, because I would love to hear more about some of the foreign coins, especially with the changes in Europe when we had the changes from, you know, the euro dollar now versus the individual lira
the
individual franc and that kind of thing. It's interesting to see how that's going to evolve as the years go by.
I know, it's going to be great.
Okay, so We are out of time.
We are out of time. It was fast. 1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515. Monday through Friday. Mondays, Fridays, 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 4. Closed 12:30 to 1 for lunch.
Okay. Girl. Stop by and see Stephanie.
Come
and
see
the
me.
Whole family is there at Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road. It's just a lot of fun just to look around. It's like a museum.
It is like a museum. It's so much fun.
Okay. Thanks for being here this morning. This is Pep Talk.